सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
श्लोक नंबर 345।
सम्यग् विवेक स्फुट बोधजन्यः विभज्य दृग्दृश्य पदार्थ तत्त्वम् छिनत्ति माया कृतमोहबन्धम्। यस्माद् विमुक्तस्य पुनर्न संसृतिः
शंकराचार्य talking about the Nididhyasanam in the form of Samadhi Abhyasa. Samadhi Abhyasa is that which removes all habitual orientations. Old vasanas, habitual orientation, the thoughts, all can be removed by Nididhyasanam or contemplation. This is called Sarvatma Bhava Vichara. Vichara means enquiry. Enquiry into that everything is Atman. Whatever we have understood through Shravanam, what we have understood through Shravanam, consciousness is different from these three bodies. That consciousness is me. And that consciousness alone is pervading everywhere, sarva atma bhava. So remaining in the same teaching, that is called Nididhyasana. Thinking about that atma swarupam ahamasmi iti bhavana, maximum time, that is called samadhi abhyasa. Once a person performs this samadhi abhyasa, so Shankaracharya take a small diversion from 342 to 52. How this sarvatma bhava, what is the result of shravanam? From the sloka number 1 up to 340, the shravanam has taken place. How that Atma Swarupam, everything we have understood. Now he is talking how to own up that. How to own up oneself. Information we have to bring into your life. Practical application. Without practical application, information is information only. I don't get any prayojanam of shravanam. So dukkha nivritti, when it will go? Once I own up my real nature only, the sorrow will go away. So therefore he says, samyak vivekaha sphutabodha janyaha. Vivekaha means discrimination. Atma anatma vichara. In spite of doing all my routine work, roles I am playing, as a mother, as mother-in-law, as a father, as father-in-law, a daughter, but I never lose sight of. That is called Viveka. That means ever alert life. 1 month holidays, in listening cassettes, we don't leave it. Even though 1 month gap is there, still we are in the teaching. Or by reading our notes, our own notes, or just sitting and remembering Swamini and Swamini's teaching, some way or other, that is called Vivekaha, Samyak Vivekaha. The right discrimination one person does. Sputa Bodha Janyaha. Sputa means clear, crystal clear. Janyaha means born, that which is born out of knowledge. Bodha means jnanam. Vibhajya drug drishya padartha tattvam. Once the viveka I have got and the knowledge has taken place because of viveka. So atma, anatma, I differ, I decipher, I discriminate properly. Vibhajya means differentiating, sorting out, making it separate. Vibhajya, what? Vibhajya drik drishya padartham. Drik means the seer, the truth, the satyam, I the consciousness. Drik drishyam means all the objects. Whatever I am seeing is called drishyam. Drishta nashta swabhavam. Whatever I see, it will lost in course of time. It goes away. It will never stay permanently. Whatever I see in the world. And I see my body also as an object. Because drishyam. So drishyam, what comes next? Nashtam. Drishya nashta swabhavam. All objects. So drishyam, I am the drik, the seer, the perceiver, the experiencer of the body, the mind and the whole world, all the objects. Vibhajya, drik, drishya, vibhajyan. So I am the shariri, the one who reside in the shariram is called shariri. In what he resides is called shariram. So in this shariram I am residing, so I am called shariri or drik. What is my name? Drik. So that drik, I am the consciousness lending the chaitanyam to this thula shariram, gross body and subtle body, the mind. And chidabhasa, in that mind, I, the consciousness giving chaitanyam to that mind, it becomes ahankara, chidabhasa or reflected consciousness. All are comes under what? Objects. Whatever is drishyam, yat yat drishyam, tat tat mithya. Why mithya? Why unreal? Drishyatvat. Because it is an perceived object. Drishyatvat. Like what? Ghatavat. Like a pot. Just as I see the pot, I see the body and the whole world. Clear? Drik drishya padartham. Drik padartha is what? I the consciousness. Drishya padartha is what? Whole anatma. Other than me, whatever is there? Periya liste vandanu. Adhanala, other than me, whatever is there? Anatma drishyam. That is called padartham. Tattvam means its nature. What is the nature? My nature is eternal, nirvikaram, నిర్గుణం, అనాత్మ నేచర్ ఇస్ సవికారం, సగుణం అనిత్యం మిథ్యా. సో కాంట్రడిక్షన్ ఇస్ దేర్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ కాంట్రడిక్టర్, అన్కామన్ ఫ్యూచర్స్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ అన్కామన్ ఫ్యూచర్స్. విభజ్య వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్, మాయాకృత మోహబంధం చినత్తి. వన్స్ ఐ డూ లైక్ దిస్ డిసైఫరింగ్ దృక్ దృశ్య ద పదార్థ తత్వం, ఇఫ్ ఐ నో ప్రాపర్లీ, ఐ కెన్ డెస్ట్రాయ్ ద పర్సన్, కెన్ డెస్ట్రాయ్. చినత్తి మీన్స్ కెన్ డెస్ట్రాయ్. వాట్ మోహబంధం, బంధం మీన్స్ బాండేజ్. వాట్ బంధం, మోహబంధం, ద బాండేజ్ కాజ్డ్ బై ద డెల్యూషన్ మోహ. హౌ దిస్ మోహ హ్యాస్ కమ్? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అజ్ఞాన. మాయాకృతం, దిస్ ఇస్ మాయాకృతం బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మాయా, అవిద్య, ఇగ్నరెన్స్. అది మాయా ఇస్ కాల్డ్ హియర్ ఆత్మ అజ్ఞాన జన్య మోహ బంధం. దట్ బాండేజ్ హుచ్ ఈస్ బాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్, దట్ హుచ్ డెల్యూషన్ ఈస్ బాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. పురిటదే, సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం, దట్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం ఈస్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ డెల్యూషన్, దట్ డెల్యూషన్ ఈస్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ బంధ. వాట్ ఈస్ బంధ? వర్రీ సారో ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బంధ, బాండేజ్. క్యాస్ట్రాయిల్ ఫేస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బంధ. బంధ మీన్స్ నీడ్ నాట్ బి టైర్డ్ అప్పుడు. ఎప్పుమే ఏదో ఒక కొరై కవలయా ఇరుకర్ది దా బంధం, బాండేజ్. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బంధ? వెన్ యు ఆర్ టైర్డ్, you don't have freedom, you cannot move, you feel a lot of uneasiness. Similarly, this ajnana is like bandha. I cannot be free, I cannot be happy, I cannot ease at myself. Adi kallu bandha. Ye idu bandha bandha anna, bandhathile irunda namak eppadi sukhama irukuma? Bandhathile irunda sukhama irukadu. అదే మాదిరి అజ్ఞానంగా బంధంగది, ఇట్ విల్ యాజ్ దో ఇట్ టైస్ అప్. దేర్ఫోర్ యస్మాత్ విముక్తస్య పునర్న సంస్కృతి. సో యస్మాత్ మీన్స్ మోహబంధాత్ విముక్తస్య, యస్మాత్ మీన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హుచ్ హీ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అవుట్. విముక్త మీన్స్ వాట్? ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్, రిలీజ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్. From what? From which? Moha bandha, he comes out. Tasya, to such a person. Punaha samsrutihi. Punaha means again. Samsrutihi means samsara. Janana marana cycle, chakram. Samsrutihi, you have to supply na bhavati. Na is there. Na bhavati, it will not come again. This punarjanma, janana marana will not take place. Just as this from milk we get the ghee, from milk it will become curds and it will get the ghee. Once you get the ghee will get become again the milk. Once it has come out, the ghee will never become the milk. Similarly, once you are come out of this ajnana, bandha, moha bandha, you will never fall into the samsara, ajnanam, shoka, moha, dukkham, all will go away. It will not come back. That is the meaning of this verse. Next shloka we will read. That's why viveka, the samyak viveka, sphuta bodha, all can take place only when I study the shastram. So shastram is like a mirror. So mirror, I see into, look into the mirror, not for mirror's sake. I am not having any attachment with the mirror. Who loves mirror? Who wants mirror? ఎప్పుడు ఇది నమ్మకేదికన్నా mirror, it has to show my face. I love the mirror because it shows my face. Not that I am interested in the mirror. Similarly, when I study Shastra, I am not interested in the words of Shastra. I am interested in Shastra because Shastra show my real nature. Just as I see my real face in the mirror, my real face in the mirror I see, similarly I see my real nature, Atma Swarupam, in the Shastra Darpanam. Darpanam means mirror. That is called Samyak Viveka. People, today morning class, when I was asking, what for yoga? What is your opinion? One person said, for Jivan Mukti, he said. Ashtanga yoga, if you practice, you will get Jivan Mukti. I was so happy to listen that answer. No? That is true, but is it a sadhana? He said, one of the best means to get, prepares the person to get Jivan Mukti. But some many people do not know that that Jivan Mukti is possible only by studying scriptures under the competent guru. So, our 3 months ago, I am telling you, now I am telling you, Jivan Mukti is telling you, that is one of the big issues. So, at least he is having that word, that understanding. So, slowly he has to understand. That is my intention of conducting yoga classes, you know. So, slowly the person try to come understand how the Jivan Mukti is possible only through Shastra Shravanam. So that is why Samyak Viveka means Guru Shastra Vakya Dvara Anartham. Here, next shloka, we will read 346.
Paravaraikatva Viveka Vannihim. Dahatya vidya gahanam hyasho ashosham
asesham. Okay.
Dahatya vidya gahanam hyasesham. Dahatya vidya gahanam hyasesham. Kim syat punas samsaranasya bijam. Advaita bhavam samupeyushosyam.
Advaita bhavam
samupeyushosyam.
Now Shankaracharya is giving the essence of the Shravanam. Whatever we saw from first shloka onwards, 253, he gives the essence here. What is the essence? Paramatma Jivatma Aikyam. Tat Tvam Asi. So, Para Avara Ekatva Viveka Vannihi. Para means Paramatma. Avara means Jivatma. This is the continuation of the Saramsya of Shravanam. The essence of listening the Shastra, whatever we have already received the teaching, what is the essence? Saramsya Shravanam. You are going from long time to the class. What is the essence of your Vedanta classes? Tell me, and what do you say? One sentence we have to say. Identifying myself, the Jivatma, with Paramatma is the essence of Vedanta class. Listening to Shastra. Nalla clue kuduthutta ungalku appadi sollanum. Aidhu Jivatma. Knowing that Paramatma is myself, one and the same, this knowledge I have received from Vedanta, this is the essence of listening, the purpose of listening to the class, Shravana. So, Ekatva means identity, oneness. Ekatvam Viveka Vannihi. It is like a fire. Viveka means knowledge here. Jnanam. What jnanam? Paramatma and Jivatma. Aidi Jivatma and that Paramatma are one and the same. This jnanam is like a fire. Why it is compared to a fire? Agni. Agni means fire. There are two similarities. Fire has a capacity to give light. When there is a lamp or jyoti is there, velak is there, no? That jyoti gives prakasham, illuminating capacity. It is capable of illumining the other objects. So that is the capacity of the fire. Similarly, Atma also has the capacity, Aidi, Jivatma, the consciousness, original nature, has the capacity to illumine the whole Jagat, giving the Chaitanyam to the body, mind and the whole world. The existence I am giving, they are all illumining means what? Mike is illumined, na? I know the mike. That is called illumination. That is knowledge, prakasham. How you can compare this prakasham? What is prakasham? In front of whom everything is known. Clear? Fire is that in front of whom everything is known. That is fire. What about this Atma? Atma is that, the consciousness, because of whom everything is known. Correct? Atma, I the conscious, because of me everything is known. What is known? Jada Shariram, I know. Jada Manas, I know. All objects, I know. This is called by which? Whose presence everything is known? Whose presence we are knowing everything? Atma. Who is that Atma? I myself. So therefore, vannihin. This is one common feature. That's why Atma Jnanam is compared to a fire. Yathai dhamsi samidhyognihi bhasmasat kuru terjuna. Atma Jnanam angra agni vande. It destroys the whole ajnana. Another second common feature is destruction. No? Fire destroys everything. Fire destroys everything. It goes near anything, that object, if you put into that, near itself, it destroys, burns everything. Similarly, Atma Jnanam also. Once I know I am the consciousness Atma Swarupam, the whole ignorance, no, it is as though burnt. Nasham pandrade, destruction of ignorance about Atma done by the self-knowledge. Atma Jnanam enna pannu? Atma Ajnanathai. Okay. Burns, that's all. It's like a fire. Dahati, who burns in artham. Atma Jnanam, like a fire, it burns. What it burns? Avidya Gahanam. Avidya means ignorance, self-ignorance. Atma Ajnanam, it burns. Burns in a, don't take literally. As though burns in a, it will not affect us, the burning. Asesham, kunchum kuda mitchum illamile. Fire enna pannum? Everything it makes, no, ashes. It burns everything. It will never, this is favorite, this is good for me, and it will never spare anything. Similarly, Atma Jnanam also destroys all types of ignorances about everything. Atma Ajnanam, it will destroy. So, Ashesham Avidya Gahana means what? Deep. Gahana means Janma. From so many Janmas. It's very, very strong and powerful, very deep. From so many Janmas, it is there. Gahanam. That Avidya, that it means ignorance. Avidya means ignorance. Gahanam means so powerful, strong, deep, that also can be destroyed ashesham, without any remaining. Kim syat punaha samsaranasya bijam. Punaha samsaranasya bijam syat kim? Shankaracharya is asking. Once this ajnanam is destroyed, is there a possibility of that seed, which is the cause? Bijam anna cause, karanam. What is the cause? Cause of samsara, samsaranasya. Samsaranam means samyak sarati iti samsaranam. Sarati means this jiva, body to body. Entering from one body to another body, and leaves this body, another body. This is called samsarana. So this samsaranasya bija means what? Ajnana. In the samsaratthiki, what is the cause? Bijam ajnana. That bijam punaha syat kim? Can it remain? Will it become again? Never. Samsaranasya bijam syat punaha kim? Will it come again? That samsara karanam ajnanam, will it come again? And varadhi nartham. That ajnanam will not come back. Everything will come and go. All anatma padarthas, all these things, whatever we are learning, all will come and go. But once the atma jnanam comes, I recognize I am atma. ஏக்கு திரிப்பி ஆத்ம அஜ்ஞானம் வருமோ அந்த மாதிரி சந்தேகமே வேண்டா. ஞானம் வர வரைக்கு அந்த மாதிரி டவுட் கூட இருக்கும். சுவாமினி எல்லா ஞானம் வந்து போயிட்டே இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அது மாதிரி ஆத்ம ஜானம் கூட வந்து போயிடுமோ, திருப்பி மல்லி கிளாஸுக்கு அட்டெண்ட் பண்ணணுமா நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மாலோ அண்ணா? அவசியமே இல்லை. நோ ஜென்மா அட் ஆல் எட் எனி டைம் அண்ணா. யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஒன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல். And that meaning, advaita bhavam samupeyushaha asya. For such a person, is there a seed, the cause for samsara? Samsara cause, ajnanam, will not come back. Why? What is the reason? Asya, of that person, who is he? Advaita bhavam samupeyushaha. Upeyushaha, the one who has attained samupeyushaha. Of that person, samupeyusha means perfect participle. In the grammar, it is called perfect participle. Shashti, ekavachanam. Of that person who attained this atma jnanam, because of that, who attained the advaita bhavam. Advaita bhavam means what? There is no second thing. I am the consciousness alone is there in every form. That is advaita bhavam. Bhavam means a thought, a notion, right understanding. Jnanam. Bhavam means here jnanam. What jnanam? Advaita jnanam. Dvaita means rund. From Vyavaharika angle, there are two things or many things. From Paramardhika Atma Drishtya, how many things are there? Only one. I the consciousness, that's all. I the consciousness alone, manifesting in that form, in this form, in all forms. So therefore, one and the same. These Nama Rupas are Mithya, unreal, temporary, they have no Satta of their own. Advaita Bhava. That's why whoever sees difference, different Namas, seeing them as real. Mother-in-law is real, father-in-law is real, husband also, Nama Rupa, if I give Satyatvam, reality, Dvaitam Vandadu. Dvaitam Vandadu, enna varu? Bhayam Vandadu. Dvaitadhi Bhayam Bhavati. Udaram Antaram Kurute, Atha Tasya Bhayam Bhavati. Ippu Puriyadha, Nama Bhayatthik enna Karanamu? Dvaitanda Karanam. ஏன் இந்த நாம ரூபத்துக்கு எல்லாமே சத்தியத்துவம் கொடுத்துட்டு அந்த நாம ரூபத்து மூலமா வர வர ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ்க்கு எல்லாமே சத்தியத்துவம் கொடுத்துட்டு அந்த ப்ராப்ளம்ஸும் அப்படியே திண்டாடிட்டு இருக்கும். அந்த சாஸ்திர சேஸ் நெவர் கிவ் ரியாலிட்டி டு தெம், யூஸ் தெம் அண்ட் நோ தெம், தே ஆர் ஆல் நாம ரூப மித்யா, என்ஜாய் தெம் பட் நெவர் டேக் தெம் ஆஸ் ரியல். இஃப் ரியலா எடுத்துட்டாங்கன்னா அவ்வளவுதான். We have to pay the price. அதுக்கு தான் நம்ம துன்பத்துக்கு காரணம் என்ன புரியறதா இப்போ? Giving reality to the Nama Rupa Prapancha. Because he gets Advaita Bhavam, Samupeyushaha, the one who attains that Bhavam, Advaita Bhavam, is Vishama Vruttam, uneven meter. ஆவரணஸ்ய நிவ்ருத்திர் பவதி ஹி.
ஆவரணஸ்ய நிவ்ருத்திர் பவதி ஹி.
சம்யக் பதார்த்த தர்ஷனதஹ.
சம்யக் பதார்த்த தர்ஷனதஹ.
மித்யா ஜ்ஞான விநாஷஹ. விக்ஷேப ஜனித துக்க நிவ்ருத்தி.
வெரி நைஸ் ஸ்லோகம்.
ஆவரணஸ்ய நிவ்ருத்தி பவதி சம்யக் பதார்த்த தர்ஷனதஹ. தர்ஷனதஹ, த ஒன் ஹூ சீஸ், one who understands, for such a person samyak padartha darshanatah. What he understood? Padartham. What is that padartham? Atma anatma padartham. He understood samyak. What is the nature of atma? What is the nature of anatma? Atma is nirvikarah, anatma is savikaraha, atma is satyam, anatma is mithya, atma is nirgunam, anatma is sagunam. So that atma samyak vicharatah padartha darshanatah. What will happen? Avaranasya nivruttihi bhavati. The avarana means that which covers. That is called Ajnanam. Avaranam is that which envelopes our Atma, Swarupam, that which envelopes, which covers. Atma Ajnanam only covers the Atma. Avaranasya Nivrittihi means freedom. Freedom from Avaranam. Nivrittihi bhavati. Because of that, once that avaranam goes away, the avarana caused mithya jnanam also will go away. Wrong, erroneous perception also will go away. Mithya jnana vinashaha. So erroneous, mithya means here erroneous. Adhyasa. So erroneous knowledge, it is also a knowledge. Wrong understanding is also a knowledge, is it not? Erroneous knowledge is different from ignorance. This is very important point we have to note. Erroneous, wrong perception, wrong knowledge is different from ignorance. How it is different? No? Ignorance is the karanam. Ignorance is the cause for erroneous perception. So erroneous perception is karyam. Erroneous perception is the effect of whom? Of ignorance. Ignorance is the karanam, the cause. So all our wrong perceptions, what is the karanam? Ignorance. Ajnanam is the cause. Once that avarana goes away, that which is veiling, for example, he is going to give that example, Rajju Sarpa. When I am not seeing the rope as rope, there is avaranam. What is avaranam? It is covered. The ropeness is covered. What am I seeing? Snake. What are the conditions to see the snake? Dim light. So in the dim light or in the darkness, no, not totally dark, semi-darkness. Where, what I see there? I see the snake. So I see the snake upon the rope. So that is mithyajnanam, born out of avarana. Avarana means covered. That real jnanam of the snake is covered because of this conditions. So to see the rope as rope, what I have to do? Switch on the light. That avarana will go away. Up mithyajnanam, rope, snake also will go away. Erroneous perception, snakeness. Will it remain? Once I put the light, it will go away. Mithyajnana vinashaha. Similarly, the Atma Swarupam is also covered by our ignorance, ajnana, avidya. Body, no, abhimana, deha abhimana, the role abhimana. Role, no? Role ayinde irukum. Motherhood, fatherhood, we are taking it as real and crying. This is a mithyajnana. Why? Because of avaranam. Once I get jnana, what will happen? This avaranam, ajnana will go away, and the ajnana called mithyajnanam, this erroneous perception towards me will go away. Mithyajnana vinashaha. Tad vikshepaha janita dukkha nivrittihi. Once mithyajnanam gone. Suppose when I am seeing that rope as snake, what I see? Vikshepa take place. Is it a snake or is it a garland or is it a stream, water, you know? Stream or bhuchidram is a crack, no, in the earth. Anything may come. This is called vikshepa. That which throws so many thoughts in your mind. Not any one thought. Seeing one thing only there. What you are seeing actually? Rope only. But how you are taken that? One person looks at it as rope. One person looks at it as garland, one person looks at it as a water stream, one person looks at it as a bhuchidra. But what, how many objects are there? Only one. What is that? Rope. So that is called vikshepa. Different thoughts will come. So how it comes, starts the problem, na? First I don't know the rope. This is called avarana. Number one. I don't know the rope. Second level is I see the snake. I see the snake. This is called bhranti. This is called mithyajnana. In the place of rope, I see the snake. This is called vikshepa. And the third is what? Vikshepa janita dukkham. Because of that vikshepa, what will come? Dukkham. I see the snake and it gives dukkha for me. It gives dukkha for me. If I get this jnanam, dukkha nivrittihi. Once I see rope as rope, what will happen? And the snake, bhayam, dukkha caused by the snake perception will go away. Why? I am seeing the rope as rope. Similarly, if I see that myself as Atma, all this dukkha will go away. All the misunderstandings, all erroneous perceptions, all the wrong notions, all complaints, all wrong understandings, all because of this avarana vikshepa. Once you remove the avarana, the vikshepa will go away. And taking this body as real and worrying, this dukkha will nivrittihi bhavati. I will be free from this dukkha, which is caused by the vikshepa, which vikshepa is caused by the avarana. Example ella nalla gnapakam irukum swami rope snake vandappo nalla gnapakam irukum, but in the body is like a snake, no? And the drishtantathla irukkira example eppadi apply pannanum? Just as I am seeing the snake on the rope, I am seeing the body, taking my body as myself real upon Atma. Now what is my real nature really speaking? Atma. But how I am taking? Body. So all relations belong to body. Relations caused dukkham also belong to the body. Since I am taking myself as a body, all related dukkhams belong to the body also. Mine. Vandachi dukkham. Nimmadi ungal choice. Purinjukonga. Ipo nimmadi venumana own a vote for Atma. Nimmadi. That's why a person, as long as he is satisfied with the present condition, net sonnan illaya, as long he is satisfied or she is satisfied with the present condition, he will never work for jnana. I am happy with my children, my family. Okay, all the best to next birth. As long a person is satisfied, I am happy. Okay, continue. You are not fit for Vedanta. A person who is not satisfied with the present life, satisfied in the sense, எல்லாமே இருக்கு என்னமோ குறை. ஐ வாண்ட் டு நோ சம்திங். தெர் இஸ் சம் நோ அன்இசினஸ் தெர் இஸ் சம் லிமிடேஷன். ஐ எம் நாட் ஹாப்பி வித் திஸ் டோட்டல் லைஃப். டிஸ்சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன் வில் கண்டினியூ அன்டில் யூ கெட் ஜானம். எ பர்சன் கேன் நெவர் பி சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைட் வித் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட்லி லைஃப். சச் பர்சன் எலோன் இஸ் ஒர்க் ஃபார் ஆத்ம ஜானம். If a person is happy, satisfied with everything, and that means he has not having capacity to see the dosha in these whole worldly things. Still, not yet an artha. A person who is not satisfied with the present life, evada panam irukka, ellame irukka, veedu, vaasana, ellame irukka swamini, nimmadi illa enna. Priyartha, andha nimmadi enge irukkum, andha dissatisfaction. He will start for Atma Jnana. All Jnanis come like this only. Somewhere everything I have got, but there is some limitation I feel. There is some korai, you know. And the Ajnana irikkara varukku, the person never be happy. Next shloka.
एतत्त्रितयं दृष्टं सम्यक् रज्जुस्वरूपविज्ञानात् तस्माद्वस्तु सतत्वम् वस्तु सतत्वं ज्ञातव्यं बन्धमुक्तये विदुषा ज्ञातव्यं बन्धमुक्तये विदुषा
विदुषा ज्ञातव्यं बै द वाइज पीपल Jnatavyam, it has to be known. For what? Bandhamuktaye, to be free from bondage. Vidusha means a thinking person, a discriminative person, the one who sees the limitations of this world, unreality, temporariness, all these things, one who sees is called Vidusha. Vidusha and a wise person in artham. Vidusha means by the wise person. Jnatavyam, to be known. What is that? Vastu satatvam jnatavyam bandhamuktaye. Why he has to know? Bandhamuktaye. Muktaye means to be free from. Muktaye, to be free from. For the freedom of bondage. To come out of the freedom, to come out of the bondage is called freedom. Bandhamukti. Vastu satatvam means atma swarupam. Vastu means here atma. Satatvam means swarupam. Atma swarupam, one has to know to be free from bondage. By a thinking person. Then who is not trying for this freedom from bondage means what? Non-thinking person anartham, avidusha anartham. Otherwise people never try to know. Wise people only, like you, they will come all the way to know this Atma Swarupam by studying Shastra. And otherwise people always spending their time in looking at the TV, reading newspaper or some kalakshepam. Edho onnu panduva. But wise people, they never waste their time. They know what is the value of this life. So Vidusha, Bandhamuktaye Satatvam, Vastu Satatvam Jnatavyam, Tasmat. Therefore means what? First line you have to go. Etat Tritayam Drishtam Samyak. Etat Tritayam. Etat means this. Tritayam means three. All these three. Drishtam, having seen these three means what are those three? Ajnanam, avaranam, vikshepa, dukkham. All these three. Ignorance caused, vikshepa, distraction, disturbance. Or ignorance or error. Next, ignorance caused error, mistake. Error caused sorrow. In the mood, paakanam. Enakku dukkham varudhu. Enna kaaranam? Enquire pannanum. Dukkame varliyo? Kaalaiyilindhu night varaikum dukkame varlanu solla mudiyuma? Enna swami, nariya vaadi dukkam vandhundae idhu. Sir, dukkham, when it comes, immediately this person, why dukkham is coming? Why I have to face dukkham at all? Why sorrow has to come to me? Is there any remedy for me to come out of this sorrow? Shastra says, when I come to Shastra, are you having dukkham? Yes, I have dukkham. This dukkham is because of your wrong perception. Erroneous perception, mithya jnanam. Oh, this dukkham, the karanam nane dana. Amma, nida. Eppadi na karanam na? Unnudaya wrong perception. Ennudaya wrong perception, ennakku dukkhathu karanam. Amma, adu eppadi na? But ye erroneous perception varudhu na? Shastra says, you are ignorance na. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of yourself. புரியுறதா இப்போ? அதுக்குதான் சாஸ்திரத்துக்கு வரணும். அதனால துக்கம் இருக்கன்னு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு ரெகக்னைஸ். பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு ட்ரை ஃபார் தட் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் தட் துக்கா. Then he comes all the way, search the Ramanujam Street, number 43, and Padi here, first floor, and the class, and the cake, and the worship, and the cake, and the understood. He has to recognize that dukkha I am having. He has to recognize that dukkha, I want to be free from dukkha. He has to desire. Once he desires, where it will go? So he go on searching. This is the right place. Some dukkha will go. Once Shastra, he studies. Shastra says, your erroneous perception is the cause for dukkha. Your erroneous perception is because of your ignorance. Because of that ignorance is nothing but your Atma ignorance. So what to do? Study Shastra. So your Atma Ajnana will go away. So Atma Ajnana caused erroneous perception will go away. Then this erroneous perception caused dukkha will go away. Even easier Shunitan Swamini, Varunivishatila. But it takes 10 years. Minimum 10 years. Olunga padicha. ஏன்னா அந்த டிசைர் இருந்து அந்த துக்கத்தில் வந்து வெளியில் வரணும்னு ஆசை வந்து தேடி வந்து உட்கார்ந்து படிச்சிருந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் சாஸ்திரம் இந்த குரு ஸ்ரத்தா இருந்தால் இது நடந்து தீரும். யூ வில் பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் துக்கா. தெர் இஸ் நோ டவுட் அண்ட் ஐயோட் ஆஃப் டவுட் யூ நீட் நாட் கீப் அசேஷதாக கச்சதி. வை என்ன My Guru is free from that dukkha. I am free from dukkha. I am giving guarantee card for you. If you come, okay. Chumma kudukka maata guarantee card. Not local guarantee cards, madri. Mandi permanent guarantee card. You will be free from dukkha. Understand. There is no doubt in that. That's what he says. Eta tritayam drishtam samyak. For example, what? Rajju. Samyak. Rajju swarupa vijnanad. So Rajju swarupa means rope as rope. Just as you will be free from that fear which is caused by the snake. Rajju means rope. Swarupa means seeing the rope as rope. Its nature, exact, as it is. Where it will go, that snake? Until you see the rope as rope, snake was there. After seeing the rope as rope, snake, where it will go? You understand there is no snake. After seeing the Swarupam, Atma Swarupam as Atma Swarupam, as myself, where this Ajnana, Sanchita Karma, Agami Karma, ellame poidu? Idella kadiyadu enu puriyum. Where Punarjanma will go away? Kadiyadu enu puriyum. These are all not there at all, really. ரஜ்ஜு ஜானம் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் ரோப் ஜானம் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் பாம்பு முள்ள முள்ளமா போயிடுமான். அது ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் புரிஞ்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் ஆல் திஸ் அஜ்ஞானா வில் கோ ஒன் பை ஒன். சஞ்சித கர்மா, ஆகாமி கர்மா எல்லாமே கிடையவே கிடையாது. அந்த ஸ்னேக்கே கிடையாது இல்லையோ. அதே மாதிரி இந்த சம்சார பந்த, திஸ் அசஞ்சித கர்மா, ஆகாமி கர்மா, பாபம், புண்ணியம், ஆல் திஸ் வில் டிசால்வ். Falsified, mithyatva nischayaha. இது புரியாது நிறைய பேருக்கு. இந்த வரைக்கும் வந்து இது அஜ்ஞானம் எப்படி போகும், போச்சா இல்லையா, போச்சா இல்லையா, என்ன இங்க தகராறுன்னு அர்த்தம், சரியா புரியலன்னு அர்த்தம். அறக்குறை படிக்கிறதுன்னா இது. Therefore, நல்ல ஞானம் வர வரைக்கும் படிக்கணும், ஸ்ரத்தையா படிக்கணும். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. சோ சம்யக் ரஜ்ஜு ஸ்வரூப விஜ்ஞானம். சம்யக் கொஞ்சமா பார்த்த புரியாது. ரோப் தான், திஸ் இஸ் ரோப். இட் கேன் நெவர் பிகம் ஏ ஸ்னேக். இட் கெனாட் பிகம் ஏ ஸ்னேக். இட் இஸ் ரோப் ஓன்லி, ரோப் ஓன்லி. அப்படி எப்படியோ நான் ஆத்மந்தா, ஆத்மஸ்வரூபந்தா, நான் இந்த அனாத்மா சரீரம் ஆக முடியாது அப்படி சொல்லணும். அதுதான் கன்விக்ஷன். என்ன how can I become this anatma? How can I be the body? How can I be the mind? How can I have all this bandha, all these things? Impossible for me. The Atma Swarupam. That is called conviction. That is called Nishtha. Next shloka.
Ayogni Yoga Divasat Samanvayat.
Ayogni Yoga Divasat Samanvayat.
Matradi Rupena Vijrumbhate Dhihi. Tadvitayam yato mrisham.
Tadkaryam etadvitayam yato mrisham.
Drishtam bhrama svapna manorathesu.
Drishtam bhrama svapna manorathesu.
Now Shankaracharya giving two examples. Swapna example and that ayaha and that iron ball. How this tadatmya adhyasa take place in just as ayaha agnihi yogat eva. Just you burn this iron ball in the fire, this fire iron ball takes the features of the fire. The iron ball get the heat of the fire and iron ball become like glow red, no? Glowing, no? Red, very red. It looks as though fire. But you forget that is iron ball. It is as though fire. Ayaha means iron, agni means fire, sam yoga. If you put that iron ball in the fire, you don't see the iron. What do you see? Fireball. Really, is it a fireball? But that ayaha, iron, taken the features of the prakashakatvam and ushnata, aushnyam. Aushnyam and the heat of the fire, it has totality. If you catch the iron ball, sudum, nalla, that it has taken. Then it is prakasham also, it is giving lot of illumination, prakashakam also, of the fire. The two features of the fire this iron ball has taken. And what do you call? Fireball, not iron ball. Why? It has taken two features of the fire. Similarly, because of the samyoga, just as you call this iron ball as fireball, this body, mind complex also, because of the proximity, very close, the chaitanyam is there in this body available. Borrowing the chaitanyam, this body, enna pandrathu paarunga, jadam, sariram, inert body, takes the sentiency from the consciousness. And the sentiency and start functioning. And the sariram, antakkaranam also start functioning, inert. Taking, borrowing the nature of the atma, sentiency, functioning, everything, and it become chetanam. And the body is moving. Namma enna solrom? I am moving. Yaar, indha bodamba. Eppadi mudiyum? See, this body, enna pandrathu, mischief paarunga. Indha manasu, buddhi, ellame, atma and the karan vangi, chaitanyam, and moving here and there, doing everything, and forgotten the atma. Chulling and then, in your body, in your skin, naan, ellame solrom. This is the example he gives. Ayaha agnihi yogat eva. Just as the iron ball and the fire join together association, similarly, Sat Samanvayat. Sat means Brahman, Atman. Samanvayat means Samyoga. This body, mind, complex with that Samyoga, association with that Atmas, what will come? Pramatradi rupena. Matradi rupena. Matradi rupena means pramata, knower. Knowerhood vandach. I am the knower. Then what you are knowing? Prameyam, object. I am the knower, the subject, pramata. What you are knowing? Objects, prameyam. How you are knowing? Through pramanam. Moodu vandach. Pramata, pramanam and prameyam. Knower, known knowledge. Pramata anna knower. Pramanam chunna knowledge, instrument. Prameyam chunna known object. Matradi rupena vijrumbhate dhihi. This intellect, no, starts functioning. Vijrumbhate, naan irken. யார் இருக்கு எல்லாம் கடன் வாங்கி சைத்தன்யம் எல்லாமே புத்தி மனசு சரீரம் எல்லாமே நான் நான் நான்னு சொல்லுது அகங்கார சிதாபாச தீஹி தத் காரியம் ஏதத் விதயம் தத் காரியம் ஏதத் விதயம் மீன்ஸ் பிரமாணம் அண்ட் பிரமேயம் ஆர் த காஸ் எஃபெக்ட்ஸ் காரியம் எஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் பிரமாதா Once either pramata comes, what? I am the knower. What? My husband, my daughter, my son, my teacher, my house, my car. Either knower, all objects, prameyam, and the known things, the knowledge. So the karyams all come because of whom? Pramata, the karanam. How this pramata came? Because of samyoga. Antakarana, chaitanya, samyogat. So tat karyam etat dvitayam, these two, pramanam and prameyam, is because of pramata. Karyam, effect of what? Karanam, pramata. Who is the karanam? This ahankara. I am, I know. Brahman vandu solla mudiyadu. I am, I know solla mudiyadu. So therefore etat dvitayam Yataha Mrusha. Therefore all these are what? Unreal. Mrusha means unreal. Drishtam Brahma Swapna Manoradheshu. Brahma, Brantila irkumbodhu neenga paakradella eppadi poyyo. Swapnamla paakradella eppadi poyyo. Manoradheshu means your imaginations. Means fancy, say you imagine and daydreaming. ஆல் திஸ் எப்படி ஃபால்ஸோ அப்படியே இது எல்லாமே ஃபால்ஸு தான் ரொம்ப கஷ்டம் சுவாமினி வில் சீ தட் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஹவ் இட் வில் இஸ் ட்ரூ இஸ் ஆல் ஆர் அன்ரியல் ஐ ஆம் த ரியல் ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்